And for Simcha ben Nechagitl, we're going to be basing this in the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha, page Shin Samuch Zayin and Chelek Beis. In the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mrs. Losses, Shin Nun Ches says that we were commanded that if one rapes a woman, then he is not allowed to divorce her. It says, Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomav, and there's an Aseh that precedes it, Lo Si Ali, she has to marry her, and he also can't divorce her. And it says in the Gemara that if an onus was Megarish, his wife, so if he's a Yisrael, he has to take her back, and he doesn't get Malchus. If he's a Kohen, he gets Malchus, and he doesn't take her back. And you should know, says the Rambam, that if he was a Yisrael, and he was Megarish and Usasso, and she dies before he takes her back, or she marries somebody else, Loki gets Malchus, because what's Mekayim V'yaseh, and we have a rule, Kimo V'lo Kimo. As referring to the Gemara in Makkos, that says that when does one get Malchus for a lav, a nitikla essay that's connected to an essay, when he wasn't mekayim the essay. When the basin told him to do it, and he didn't do it, so it's totally kiyamo. If he's mekayim the essay, he doesn't get malchus. But if lo kiyamo, if he wasn't, then he will be getting malchus. And therefore, this guy who marries a woman, and the grusha, the anusa, and then he divorces her, and she marries someone else, or she dies, that's it. He's not going to be able to be mekayim it. So he gets Malchus. The other opinion there is Bitlo v'lo Bitlo. It's Talui if he did a Maisa that was Mevatel, his capacity to be Mekayim the Asay. Akopanim, that's the Rambam. So the Rambam tells us that there's Malchus for Yisrael, whose Grusha, whose Anusa, who is Megaresh, either dies or she marries someone else. Kohen gets Malchus, he can't take her back. And we have this, as we started, we have the Isser of Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yamav and Lo Si Elisha, that he has to keep her as a wife. The Rambam doesn't explain why a Kohen gets Malchus when he was Megarish Anusaso, but in the Chibur, in the Yad, he explains more, Perek Aleph, Nara Besula, Alecha Zayin, that even though it says about an Ones that he can't be Mishalech Kol Yamav, since there's an essay there, so is Menatek La Essay, that you don't get Malchus if you weren't unless you weren't Mekayim the Essay. And therefore an Ones, if I was Me'anis, a woman, and he was Megarisher, then we force him, says the Rambam, to take her back. He doesn't get Malchus, but if she dies, or she marries someone else, or if he was a Kohen, who's also Begrusha, he gets Malchus, because he was over on the Los Assay, and he can't be Mekayim the Essay. So the Rambam included the din of Kohen Shigirei Shanasasa with Mesa Grishasa and his Kachel Acher. So Kohen is the same reason, since he can't be Mekayim the Essay. So it's interesting that in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't explain that about Kohen. Adarab and Pashtus, it would seem that that's not the reason for the Kohen, because the Rambam is talking about the Kohen, then he says Vida, and he starts a new thing, and he says Im Mesa, if she dies, or she was miskadeshes la'achir, then he gets malchus, because he can't be mekayim the essay. So it's mashma, that's not the reason for a kohen. So it would appear that we can say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that it's talayin bitlo v'lo bitlo, so how's he going to explain the brisa and the gemara the Rambam brings that a kohen who's mekarish gets malchus? What maisa did he do to be mevatel himself that he's not going to be able to be mekayim the essay? So the Afike Yam says that because he was megarish her, that itself caused that he can't be machzir. So in other words, it's not a separate maisa that he did to be mevatel the essay. The very maisa of gerishin itself was mevatel the essay. So therefore, that's why it's bitlo v'lo bitlo. Memela, we can say that's why the Rambam was so same in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, by not explaining what the reason for Kohen Shigirish, because he wanted to explain even in Libet Rabbi Yochanan that it's totally in Bitlo v'lo Bitlo, because here there's also Bitlo, because by divorcing her he was Mevatel himself, and now he can't be Mekayim the essay of marrying her. So why does he have to get involved in Machlokas in the Gemara of Bitlo v'lo Bitlo Kimo v'lo Kimo? So the Rambam stays out of it and just says in general that the Kohen gets Malchus if he's Megarish the woman. In the Chibur, the Rambam gets more into detail, and he explains it according to the Shita of Kimo v'lo Kimo, because that's the way we paskin. And he says Kohen is because of Kimo v'lo Kimo, and also the Israel Mesa Grusha Sekoj Yasreinus Kachalachar is because of Lo Kimo. However, from the Rambam and the Chibur and the Yad, it would appear Lahedya that the Yisov of the Chiyur Malchus is because of lo kiyamo. As we said, now if what we said is correct in the explaining what he said in the Sefer Mitzvahs, so it would emerge then that the Yesod HaPtur is because of this halacha of kiyamo v'lo kiyamo, bitlo v'lo bitlo, every shita lefi its shita. That's the nidon in Koish and Gireish. Is it because lo kiyamo? Is it because he's not going to be mekayim the essay? Or is it because he was mevatel the essay? So lefi zeh, now we have to understand the difficult sugi in Temura, Daftalad Amid Beis. On that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says that a makdim teruma lebikurim ain lokin olav. If a person first takes teruma and then bikurim, which is against the halacha, against the Torah, first you do bikurim, then teruma. It says there in Rav Oven, because the lav and nitik l'asei. The reason there's no malchus for makdim teruma lebikurim is because it's nitik l'asei of mikol ma'asor seichem terimu, even after you took the, even after you, even if you were makdim teruma lebikurim, which you shouldn't have done, but there's no malchus because even afterwards, it says mikol ma'aser seichem terimu, there's still a mitzvah to take off ma'aseres afterwards. Because the pasuk was mechayiv to take when somebody was mafish ma'aser rishon, before a fresh is truma, then the pasuk was mechayiv even afterwards to for the Levi to take truma from the ma'aser rishon. And therefore, b'chlal, in this aveira of doing things out of order, there's going to be no malchus, and therefore also if a person's makdim truma lebikurim, there is going to be no malchus, because the lavinitik lese, in the context of taking ma'aser rishon before truma. So there it says that the reason, again, makdim truma lebikurim doesn't get malchus, is because the lav and nitik l'asei, says Rabbi Oven. And on that Abai asked from Ones that if he's a Kohen, he gets Malchus. So the Kasha is, why would he get Malchus? We know that it's a lav and nitik l'asei. This is a lavanitic lassay. So then why does a Kohen get Malchus when he divorces the woman that he raped? That's Abai's question. Based on what we explained from the Rambam, it's not a question at all, because it's true that a lav and nitik l'asei, you don't get malchus, but everybody holds lo kiyamo or bitlo, you get malchus. It's not a kashan Rebbe Oven from the Din of Kohen. The reason you're getting malchus is because lo kiyamo, a Kohen is not able to be mekayim the essay. So, normally, you don't get Malchus on a lav and nitik l'asei. Rabbi Oven is correct. But here is different, because it's lo kiyamo. Here, he's not going to be able to marry her. So what's going on over here? What's the kasha on Rabbi Oven? Rabbi Oven says that there's no, that it's that since makdin shuvah bikurim is a lav and nitik l'asei, there's going to be no Malchus. And Abai says, wait a minute, a Kohen was ma'anis a woman, he gets Malchus, even though it's a lav and nitik l'asei. The answer is, you're right, it's a lav and nitik l'asei, but for a Kohen, it's kiyamo v'lo kiyamo, he can't be mekayim it anymore, he can't be mekayim the essay, he can't take her back. Now that's why he gets Malchus, but really in a lav and nitik l'asei, you don't get Malchus. So that was Kasha, was asked by the Afika Yam in Chelek Beis. Now the Kasha of Abai in Shmura, From kasha from the kasha of Abaye and Tmura from Kohen Shegiresh that gets Malkus is very difficult to understand. Even putting aside what the Rambam says, because the Rambam says it's telling Kiyamo below Kiyamo, since Abaye's kasha is not a kasha. Because if the reason for the Malkus is not because of Kiyamo below Kiyamo, or a bit low, then why is it any different than the Reisha? Yisrael gets Malkus. Yisrael gets Malkus. Yisrael doesn't get Malkus. It says in the Reisha that Yisrael doesn't get Malkus. Why? Because it's a Labanitic Lesse. Oh! And how's that any different than Kohen? If you say that Kohen is not because of Kiyamo below Kiyamo, Bitlo below Bitlo, then why would it be that in the Reisha you're not getting Malkus because of Labanitic Lesse? And in the Sefer you are getting Malkus. What's the difference? In Pashas we have to say that with the Yisrael there's a mitzvah below Siya Leisha, and therefore it's a Labanitic Lesse, Mashen came a Kohen. Since he's also a Grusha, he doesn't have this mitzvah below Siya Leisha. So it's not just that he's prevented from fulfilling the mitzvah because of the Isser, but rather he doesn't have the mitzvah in the first place. She's a Grusha. And Memela, it's Pashiti gets Malkus, since Legabe Kohen, it's not an Labanitic Lasse. Okay, so that's the difference. That in the Reisha, it's a Labanitic Lasse, in the Sefer, it's not an Labanitic Lasse. It's not a Labanitic Lasse because the Kohen's also a Grusha. But wait a second, if that's the case, then what's Abaye's kasha? Abaye has a kasha. How can you, Rav Oven, say that a Labanitic Lesse, you don't get Malkus? Look at a Kohen Shegiresh. He does get Malkus. Even though it's Nitic Lesse. But now we're saying that it's not Nitic Lesse. That's the chiluk between the Reish and the Seifa. In the Reish, it's Nitic Lesse because the Israel's allowed to remarry her. And in the Seifa, it's not Nitic Lesse because the very fact that a Kohen can't marry a Grusha means he doesn't have a mitzvah to marry this Anusa who he divorced in the first place. So what's the Kasha? Well, the Kasha doesn't even begin. It's also Shver and Rashi. Rashi says, "Aval Kohen delav b'omid v'hachzer koi, mishum deinu nosei grushoso v'adei loko misham luyuchol shalcho kol yom of a Kohen," who isn't commanded to take her back because he can't marry his Grusha, gets Malkus because lo yichol shalcha kol yamav. So asi esse v'akar loisu say lomer shein lokin to vade lokin. Because the esse doesn't come in uproot the losu say to say you don't get Malkus because you vade do get Malkus. V'kashi l'mandi yamar lav shenitik lase ein lokin. And it's a kash according to the mandi yamar that lav shenitik lase you don't get Malkus. Because here the coin does get Malkus. Rashi is very difficult to understand, because how does Rashi begin? Rashi begins and he says it's not a Labanitic Lesse, because the Kohen's not allowed to marry his Grusha, and therefore he gets Malkus. So Rashi begins by saying that it's not a Labanitic Lesse. So, Deino no se Grusha se vade loke, because Lav Bamid v'hachzer koi, there's no esse for the Kohen. And then he goes on and he says, but it's a kasha because you see that a Labanitic Lesse ain't lokin. What do you mean a Labanitic Lesse ain't lokin? What does that mean? Not a Labanitic Lesse, you just told me. So how can you say Labanitic Lesse ain't lokin? How can you say it's a kasha in the Mandarma Labanitic Lesse ain't lokin? Because you see here there is Malkus. There is Malkus here because, like you just said, it's not a Labanitic Lesse. That's why there's Malkus. There's no kasha in the Mandarma Labanitic Lesse ain't lokin. So this is a very difficult Rashi to understand. By starting to say that it's not a Labanitic Lesse, and then saying that there's a kasha in the Mandarma Labanitic Lesse in Lokin, because there is Malkus on this Labanitic Lesse, but you just told us that it's not a Labanitic Lesse. So this is a very, very difficult sugya. So we could say as follows, the big yesodos in Lav Vinitik L'Essay. Ikar gedder of Lav Vinitik L'Essay, that you don't get Malkus. We see at the beginning of the third parak of Malkus that it's because it's not similar to Lav of Chasima, L'Sachsam Shor B'Disho. That's the classic case of Lav that you get Malkus for. Now that apparently doesn't stem with Rashi, who writes in a number of places that the Ptur of Malkus is because that's not the onish of the Lav. Rather, the din of the lab is the kiyuma esse. In other words, the reason a lab in itik lesse doesn't get malchus is because you see that the punishment's not going to be malchus. Rather, what's a punishment? A punishment's a tikkun. So instead of the punishment being the tikkun of malchus, the punishment is going to be the tikkun of doing the esse. Not a punishment. Tikkun of the esse. That's what you get. The din of the lab is not the onish, but the tikkun esse of the tikkun of the esse. That's going to be the tikkun. Not the onish, but the esse. And that's the gather of the Ptur of Malkus being Talui in Kimo Bitlo. If it's Kimo Bitlo, then there's no Ptur of Malkus because there's no Tikkun anymore, since he wasn't Mekayim the essay. So that's Rashi in a number of places, that it's the reason you don't get Malkus for a Lav Vinitik L'Essay is because of the way you're fixing the Lav is with the essay and you don't need the punishment. And not because it's not similar to Lav of Chasima. Lav of Chasima means that it's a din be'etim alav, only a lav that's similar to the lav of Chasima is a lav sha'on shomalkus. Lav in itik lase isn't included in that klal, because that's not similar to the lav of Chasima, lefiza l'chora. Ain't no malav, ain't no morid if you're makayim the essay or not. Sof mitzad etim halav, it's not included in those lavim who have malkus. It's all about being similar to Chasima. So therefore we have to say that it's not dumi to the lav of Chasima is not mitzad atzma, the yisod p'tur of Malkus. Rather, the reason is that there is a logic to distinguish between the lav of Chasima and a lav enitik l'essay. What is that? Lav of Chasima doesn't have a tikkun. So the mela, there you're getting Malkus. Masha'en came when there is a tikkun, then you're not getting Malkus. When it's a lav v'nitik l'essay, you're not getting Malkus. So that's the chilik between lav d'chasima and a lav v'nitik l'essay. The reason lav v'nitik l'essay you're not getting Malkus, not similar to chasima, because chasima doesn't have a tikkun, but a lav v'nitik l'essay does have a tikkun. So it's not stam gzeres hakasif. It's not similar to the lav of chasima, you don't get malchus. But there's a logic behind it. The lav of chasima, you get malchus because it has no tikkun, it has no takana. But there is a tikkun for the lav enitik l'essay, namely being mekayim the essay. However, there's a ha'ara here, Medivrei Rashi, that we mentioned that in many places Rashi explains the gather of the Ptur of Malkus and a lav v'nitik l'essay is because the essay is the tikkun. However, Rashi in Pesachim Pei Dalet writes, called lav v'nitik l'essay and lokan alav, demashma zoi takana, soim tavu al alav, asezos finatzel. So first Rashi says this inyan of being its takana, and the Rashi says, v'od lo domi lav t'chasima da Malkus nismachla, and then he says, oh, furthermore, it's not similar to the lav of chasima, because Lav Chasima has Malkus, and this doesn't have Malkus. Lav Chasima has Malkus, and if it's a Lav in itik l'essay, then it's not similar to Chasima. In order to get Malkus, the Chasima is the Lav that teaches you Malkus, so you get Malkus for a Lav. So if it's not similar to the Lav of Chasima, you're not getting Malkus, and therefore Lav in itik l'essay, which isn't similar to Chasima, you don't get Malkus. So we see from Rashi that there are two separate reasons for the Ptur of Malkus and a lav v'nitik l'essay. Either it's the takana of the lav, and he says another reason it's not similar to the lav of Chasima. So we see that it's a different reason. It's a lot, not being similar to lav chasim is different than it being a lav with a takana. So therefore, according to this, hadra kasha l'duchtei, what does it help? Mashabitlo, olokimo, that these are svaras al tikkun halav. What does that have to do with anything? Sof, there's no malchus in lav v'netek la'aseh. Why? Because it's not similar to the lav of chasima, which is a tam b'fnei atzmo. It's not shayach l'takanas halav. Nothing to do with whether or not you can fix it. Lav v'netek la'aseh. It's just because of the lav of chasima. It's not similar to the lav of chasima. But not because you can correct it. That's why Rashi says two separate reasons. It's a shame. In the next shiur, we will, in the next segment, we will continue and see Anaflos Mitaras Hashem. Shabbosach Alam, Olu Lami, Lishma Las, Lakam, Skalari, Sam, Teresa, Diahava, Main, Vian, Main. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.